except perhaps in spring. But I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two.
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick.
me quick. Boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Jesse.
Finding the right place for yourself or a loved one is becoming more and more challenging. My name is Sean, and I invite you to come experience Arbol Residences. We've been serving Santa Rosa seniors for over 20 years.
Arbol Residences is a senior living community offering a continuing level of care, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing.
We offer licensed nursing care 7 days a week, a rarity in this area. Arbol is more than fully staffed across all care levels, which you may have heard is also hard to find these days.
Caring and highly trained staff make all the difference in the world. The main goal is to do everything possible to keep residents happy and healthy in order to live their best life possible.
I invite you to come and see the difference. Call today to reserve your experience.
More information online at arbolsantarosa.com. RCFE number 496-803-785. CDPH number 010-000-430.
As we make our way through the middle of the week, you might be looking for fun things to see and do in and around Sonoma County. If you want to travel to Petaluma, Usher Gallery has this wonderful display of ink and oil prints and paintings by Barbara Kelly. The reception for the closing reception is going to be on Sunday, March 17th. But between now and then, you have plenty of time to see this beautiful exhibit. Visit our website, kjzy.com. Click on events for the details. Meanwhile, the greatest songs of all time continue with Frank on Jazzy 93.7 KJZY.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appeal to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all, nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Hey, please don't bring your lips close to my cheek. Don't you smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak. In my heart, it may grow very dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, would be caught in the undertow. Well, you see, I've got to say no, 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 oh, or none at all. I fell under the spell of your call. Don't you know I would be caught in the undertow? So you see, I just got to say no.
And I wake up before I put on my makeup. I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now and wondering what dress to wear now. I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you stay in my heart and I will love you forever. Run for the bus, dear. While riding, I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. At work, I just take time. And all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you stay in my heart. And I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together.
Your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through.
true for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Jazzy 93.7 KJZY, the greatest songs of all time. George Benson and Smile on our wonderful Wednesday. We heard Dionne Warwick with I Say a Little Prayer. And as we make our way towards 7 o'clock on this wonderful Wednesday, 63 our expected high today, here's Kenny Burrell on Jazzy. Thank you.
get weary wearing the same shabby dress. But to one who's weary, try a little tenderness.
May be waiting, just anticipating all of the things she may never possess. But while she's waiting, try a little tenderness.
Shame, thank you for walks down lovers. for waking up with Jazzy. 93.7 KJZY Sebastopol.
93.7 Jazzy.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, February 28th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Authorities have identified the woman who died Friday in a single vehicle accident just outside of Sonoma as 78-year-old Janet Nicholas, a Sonoma resident and former Sonoma County supervisor. She served 7 years on the Board of Supervisors, along with being appointed to the State Board of Prison Terms and the State Board of Education. She was driving on Norbaum Road around 10:30 in the morning when her vehicle flipped down an embankment while making a turn. One of California's most polluted properties, a mercury mine in Lake County, is finally getting funding for cleanup. The Sulphur Bank mine operated between the 1860s and 1957 and is adjacent to Clear Lake near Clear Lake Oaks. Mercury from the mine does leach into the lake. What is left of the mine is a pit the size of 20 football fields, a 90-foot-deep acidic pond, and massive piles of waste and old mining equipment. Now, $94 million of Superfund cleanup money is headed there. The project should start next year. Today, Sonoma County will conduct a test of the SoCo Alert Emergency Notification System starting at 11 a.m. in Windsor and selected Sonoma County evacuation zones adjacent to the town. From 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., notifications will